SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
With the increasing need to manage living costs, many people are turning to personal loans. However, before committing to any loan agreement, you must consider several factors carefully.
When they're assessing your application, if they feel that your income isn't enough to cover repayments, they could reject your application.
Welcome to Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail. Today, we are dedicating this episode to help you understand the process of applying for a personal loan in Australia.
It's very important that if you're getting contacted about a personal loan, to check the credentials of the company or the person you're dealing with.
A personal loan lets you borrow a sum of money which you repay to the bank or the financial institution with interest over a set period. As Andrew Dadswill from the Money Smart team at the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, explains, most people usually consider a personal loan for a specific purpose.
You might be planning a holiday. You might have a wedding coming up and think, oh, this is going to cost a lot of money. Also, we see it for home renovations and, of course, for cars. The real advantage of a personal loan is that it enables you to spread your costs over a set period of time, and that helps you budget and manage your money. The disadvantage is that personal loans come with fees and obviously will charge you interest.
Many Australians accrue a significant amount of debt through personal loans. The typical borrowing range for a personal loan is $2,000 to $100,000, and these loans are usually paid off within 2 to 7 years. Only some people are eligible for a personal loan, so lenders assess applicants based on their circumstances. Additionally, each lender will have different eligibility requirements. Andrew Dadswell again.
Generally speaking, you need to be over the age of 18 and you need to be an Australian citizen or a permanent resident. Now, there are some circumstances where as a temporary visa holder, you would be able to get a personal loan, but there would be additional requirements. Lenders generally will ask you your financial history, what kind of job you have, you have to prove your identity and what debts and assets you have. For example, do you have a credit card debt?
It's worth noting that lenders will only look at your Australian credit history. They use your credit score to determine whether you can repay your loan. Think of this as a snapshot of your Australian credit history. Amy Bradney George, a personal finance expert at Finder, explains this concept.
Your credit score is a number. It's generally between 0 and 1,000. And it gives lenders a benchmark for your ability to manage credit responsibly. And they consider your credit score to help determine the interest rate on the personal loan. So a lower credit score means there's more risk for the lenders, so they will increase that interest rate.
Your credit score will be affected if you've missed repayments on credit cards or loans in the past. While it can be tempting to submit applications to several lenders at once, doing so can lower your credit score, as it suggests you're under financial stress. If you're thinking about getting a personal loan, it's essential to do your research first. Andrew Dadswell suggests you start by looking into different lenders and comparing their interest rates and fees. This way, you can make an informed decision and choose the best loan option for your needs. Also, carefully consider the loan terms.
For example, if you want to borrow $5,000 over 5 years, that'll typically cost you about $6,800 over that period. So you're paying about $1,800 in fees and interest as well. Whereas if you had a $5,000 loan over a 2 year period, you'd be paying about $1,000 less in interest and fees. So you have to weigh up whether you want to spread out the costs and have your repayments be lower or pay it off over a short period of time.
MoneySmart's personal loan calculator will help you calculate your repayments when you enter a loan amount and interest rate. Financial institutions such as banks and mutuals, customer-owned banks, offer a variety of personal loans that can be tailored to your needs. Lender Paul Farmer from Heritage and People's Choice explains.
These financial institutions generally will offer more competitive interest rates
banks and mutuals are bound by responsible lending regulations to ensure that the borrower can afford the loan. There are also a number of non-bank lenders that offer personal loans, and generally their loan assessment requirements are more relaxed than the banks. However, you may expect to pay higher interest rates or fees on these loans.
You need to consider two main types of personal loans, secured and unsecured. For example, secured loans are used to purchase large assets such as a car. Paul Farmer again.
Secured personal loans is where the lender will take security over the asset, and the asset is what you're purchasing with the funds from the personal loan. The reason why the lender is taking security over the asset is so they can minimise the risk of loss if you're unable to meet the loan commitments. The interest rate payable on your secured loan will be different depending on the age of the asset.
Because the lender has security over your asset, they can repossess it if you don't repay it. Secured loans generally have fixed interest rates, and you might be required to insure your assets. The second option, an unsecured loan, allows the funds to be used for almost any purpose, Mr. Farmer explains.
For an unsecured personal loan, you will not need to provide an asset as a security, but the interest rate will generally be higher. For an unsecured personal loan, the lender will restrict the amount you can borrow, and the loan sizes are generally from $2,000 to $20,000.
If you're confident you can meet all the requirements and manage the repayments, you can apply to your preferred lender online and attach the required documentation. However, Ms. Brandney George says it's common for a loan application to be rejected.
When they're assessing your application, if they feel that your income isn't enough to cover repayments, they could reject your application. And tied to income as well, if you're in unstable employment or you haven't been with your job for a very long time, they can consider those factors against your application.
On the other hand, consider the consequences in the long run. If your loan application gets accepted, your financial circumstances can change. For example, if you can't make your repayments on time, it usually attracts additional fees. Quick fix solutions such as payday loans or increasing your credit card limits can trigger a cycle of debt. Also, discussing any arising financial hardship options with your lender is essential if you are in a difficult situation. They may be able to vary the terms of your loan. Andrew Dadswill from Money Smart encourages anyone experiencing money hardship to contact a financial counsellor.
Financial counsellors are free, and you can access them via the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007. Or if you don't speak English or English is your second language, you can also use the Translating and Interpreting Service, another government service, and they'll call the National Debt Helpline for you.
And as with all financial transactions, always be aware of scams. The Money Smart website can help you identify scams and guide you on what to do if you have been targeted.
It's very important that if you're getting contacted about a personal loan, to check the credentials of the company or the person you're dealing with. Don't agree to anything there and then. Always do your due diligence. Always do your research. If you're in doubt, ask for help.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained. Written and produced by Melissa Campagnoni, hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.